The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Whopper Wednesday edition. The eagerly anticipated guest is joining right now. He's John Nichols from The Nation, from the Cap Times, locally here in Madison. John, we welcome you back, man. Thanks for making time.
It's great to be with you, brother. I am glad to join you. We had hoped to join a little earlier in the hour, but you're very flexible, and I appreciate it.
Oh, buddy, better late than never. That's my rule of thumb.
That's what we all say.
John, I got to ask you, and I know you and I aren't big foreign policy guys, at least I don't pretend to be, but obviously it's game on in the Ukraine, and Putin effectively has invaded at least on a modest scale, and he's got all his troops basically on the border of Ukraine. It's going to get very violent, very bloody, very soon, at least all indications are, John. And, you know, I think this is a troubling time for our nation, for the world, but one guy's cheerleading for Putin specifically, and it's Donald Trump, and he was down at Mar-a-Lago on a right-wing talk radio program yesterday, and he's calling the guy a freaking genius, John. Oh, isn't it genius? First and foremost, that's a bridge too far, even by Trump standards.
Yeah, it is. And, I mean, look, people can have different views as regards what the best way to resolve the Ukraine crisis is, this conflict is. And I think there's a lot of sentiment against the U.S. sending troops there or anything like that. By the same token, no matter what your attitude on it is, you can't deny the reality that what's playing out here is a threat to the sovereignty of an independent nation that, you know, that has been striving and, you know, with lots of fits and starts toward democracy. And so we're from here is just horrific. And if I can add one other element on it, you know, it takes a bit of hubris on Trump's part to be talking about Ukraine in the way that he is, because if you'll recall, I think he was impeached
John,
dealings with Ukraine in the none too distant past.
No, you're absolutely right, John. What about the other Republicans? It's easy for Trump to sit down in Mar-a-Lago and rail against the new guy that took his job. You know, before he even talked about Ukraine, he talked about the rigged election. He's still making it. It's all about Trump, ultimately. But here's what's really scary, John. The entirety of the Republican Party, or the vast majority of its members, are basically attacking Joe Biden. And if they're not openly supporting Putin, they're at least making this all about Joe Biden's being too weak. That didn't used to be the way it was. I mean, I remember after 9/11, I didn't like George W. Bush. But you know what? After that terrorist attack, I supported the presidency and my nation. Mm-hmm. I wasn't out cheering for Al-Qaeda. And I feel like this is somehow parallel in a weird sort of way, John. Maybe not terribly good analogy.
I don't think it's not the best analogy. It's not really parallel.
Well, Brian Johnson had some worse ones recently, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, I know. I'm not. Believe me, I'm not trying to beat up on you here. But you know, look, it is very different when you have Americans dying and something directly affecting the U.S. as opposed to U.S. involvement in something happening in Eastern Europe. Those are different. Here's the important thing to understand, because I think the core you're getting to is, I mean, this Republican response to this is incredibly cynical, right? Some of them are openly sympathetic to the Russians on this one, which is really a pretty detestable place to be. But others are, they're playing the oldest, ugliest game, which is that, you know, people don't know a lot about what's going on in Eastern Europe. They don't know a lot about the dynamics here. They don't know what Biden's done right, and frankly, what Biden might have done wrong. They're just basically saying, well, this doesn't look good. Blame Biden, right? And that is intellectually correct, right? It is just an ugly, bad way to go at it. If they want to disagree with how Biden's handling it, that'd be great. That'd be fine. They can have a real dialogue there. And you can say, you know, look, we think Biden should have put NATO expansion on the table and should have negotiated about that. Or we think, you know, as apparently Mike Gallagher thinks, we should put U.S. troops in Ukraine. right? People can come from all sorts of different perspectives, but that's not what they're doing. They're just saying Biden's weak. Well, how is Biden weak? What has Biden done that was weak in this regard? I see no evidence of him doing anything but trying to avert, you know, a catastrophic war. That's not a sign of weakness. That's actually a sign of strength. And frankly, it's a sign of somebody who, to my mind, Americans should be a lot happier having in a position of authority than, say, a Donald Trump.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Got a fine guest. He is John Nichols from The Nation, from the Cap Times. John, before we move on to backyard politics, well, I guess we'll kind of ease that way. Talking about some bad analogies, do you see the latest from U.S. Senator Ron Johnson? Apparently, he's, you know, practicing a little diplomacy on right-wing talk radio, went down to Vicki McKenna's show, and started talking about the Canadian convoy. And first and foremost, he thinks they're swell, patriotic kind of people. They're fighting a good fight and can't wait till they come and take on the tyrants here, in his own words. But above and beyond that, John, he's quoting Holocaust poems and analogizing the poor, don't want to get vaccinated freedom convoy truckers with the Holocaust victims. You think I got bad analogies, Ron Johnson?
Yeah.
Top that.
Well, I'm not beating you up on your analogies. I mean, we're just debating a little bit about, you know, how best to do that. But I would say that we can beat up on Ron Johnson on his analogies because they are, this is surreal, right? It is, you know, it's typical of Ron Johnson. And frankly, it's typical of the, you know, kind of awkward squad that is, you know, becoming the dominant players in the Republican Party at this point. You know, this is the Marjorie Taylor Greene kind of stuff. This is what they do. Is instead of speaking in, you know, any kind of rational way about something they may believe, right? They can, again, people can disagree on this stuff. They immediately go to Hitler and the Holocaust, right? Well, with all due respect, asking a trucker to move his vehicle is a little bit different than the Holocaust, right? I mean, and I don't think too many people are going to confuse Justin Trudeau with Adolf Hitler.
No,
so,
I mean,
Ron Johnson's a little off the, way off the deep end this time.
Well, John, you know the trucker convoy has already left California. They're on the move, and I understand there is a separate trucker convoy that apparently is coming from Pennsylvania and may even venture its way westward through the state of Wisconsin. I've been flagged. They're making arrangements to come through the Portage area late next week. Trucker convoy. So I'll keep you posted on that, John.
They may, you know, you're going to shut down the greater Portage Baraboo economy. I don't know.
Well, they're going to prop up one of the local truck stops. They're apparently trying to make sure they can accommodate their convoy. But John, when the convoy,
more power to them. If they're bringing business to Wisconsin truck stops, I'm all for that.
Well, John, but then they're intense to go out to D.C. and shut down the Beltway and shut down the government.
No.
And they got guys like Ron Johnson cheering for it.
Look, I mean, you know what happened in Canada? This is an important thing to understand. First off, these protests in Canada involved a very, very small number of people, right? That was why the Canadian government, after putting up with it for a substantial amount of time, finally decided, okay, we're going to crack down on this. And in a matter of days, you know, cleared the Ambassador Bridge and then cleared out Ottawa. It wasn't that hard because there weren't that many people involved. And I think that's one of the things to understand here is our right-wing friends are very, very excited about this stuff. They are very excited about, you know, shutting down transportation, shutting down the economy, causing all sorts of pain to protest against getting a vaccination, right? Well, that's not where the American people are at. You know, the polling data does not suggest that the American people, in a time of inflation, which really is a serious issue, are saying, yeah, why don't you shut down the supply chain and make things worse? And so if that's where Ron Johnson's at, if he is so concerned are so scared of getting a vaccination that he would literally shut down or undermine the supply chain and make inflation dramatically worse than it already is. You know, look, I think he's making the most powerful argument possible for his replacement as a U.S. senator.
Well, you recall, and I recall, Ron Johnson talked about the January 6th insurrectionist crowd and said, you know, they're just joyous, peaceful, patriotic people, and they've been Black Lives Matter protesters. So I might have been scared. And then, of course, you know, he looks at admiration with to our north, to Ottawa and the Freedom Convoy. Well, John, new reporting out at the New York Times says effectively many of the same people that were involved in the January 6th insurrection were also directly involved in organizing this convoy. So anyways, one of them includes Leah Dundas, who's a lawyer for Donald Trump. She said at the January 5th, day before the insurrection, I'm going to give you a quick quote, and she is a big supporter of this new convoy. We would be well within our rights to take any alleged American who acted in a turncoat fashion and sold us out and committed treason, you know, by what? Certifying the Electoral College count, John? Here's the conclusion. We would be well within our right to take them out back and shoot them or hang them. This is what the lawyer was saying on January 5th in D.C. The same lawyer is a big part of support for the, you know, convoy. It's the same crew, John.
Well, look, there are people who are very feverish about, you know, using and leveraging anything that's going on for not partisan. This even goes beyond the Republican Party. This goes to kind of like hardline, way out on the fringe ideological purposes. And it's not surprising that there's a certain international element of this. Remember that Steve Bannon, who was and is President Trump's political advisor, and certainly one of the great gurus of this whole moment, this guy operates on the global stage, giving advice and counsel to, you know, right-wing nationalist parties, not just in the U.S., but around the world. And so, yeah, they borrow from each other. They borrow ideas from each other. And the fact of the matter is that the good news in America is that we had a coup attempt on January 6th, and it was stopped. It was stopped in a matter of hours. And by and large, Republicans at the time recognize this is a bad thing. Now, they've abandoned that because they're afraid of Donald Trump and they're afraid of primary challenges, you know, as we see here in Wisconsin, all over the place. But the fact is that we averted something really bad. But that doesn't make it go away. And that's the bad news. The bad news is that the same people who were willing to go to an authoritarian response to something they disagreed with on January 6th are still around. They're still looking for vehicles by which they can destabilize things, where they can make things much worse than they are. And it's very, very, it is a very, very daunting and threatening moment for the U.S. And to have a U.S. senator like Ron Johnson cheering this stuff on is, you know, it's kind of the worst possible circumstance, especially for a state like Wisconsin, which historically, has tended to be a lot more rational than most. We haven't had a senator as bad as Ron Johnson since Joe McCarthy. And look, Joe McCarthy was the shame, was Wisconsin's shame for the last century. The matter is, it looks to me like Ron Johnson is trying to make himself Wisconsin's shame for the 21st century.
John, we're going to have you back for one more segment. Want to talk about your newest article at the Cap Times, a little backyard politic and with the dumb and dumber candidates in the Republican field. But quick question, John, calls for speculation. Do we know why Ron Johnson went to Moscow on the 4th of July a few years back? Has he ever sufficiently answered why?
Well, I thought it was to get one of those, was it a Kachinka doll?
Is that the interlocking Russian doll, the big one and the little one?
I mean, I don't know enough. I don't know Russian well enough to make sure I'm pronouncing it right, but I think so. I mean, I think he was just getting souvenirs, wasn't it?
John, hold tight. We'll be right back. More Devil's Advocates on the other side. More John Nichols as well.
The mood of the crowd was positive and festive.
So if you see somebody getting ready to throw a tomato, knock the crap out of them, would you? Seriously.
I will pay for the legal fees, I promise.